إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيئنا وقدوتنا محمد ابن عبد الله الصادق الأمين الذي أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين كما أرسله بشيرا ونذيرا وهاديا إلى الله وسراجا منيرا فيا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أن نستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن المتقين في جنات ونعيم فاكهين بما آتاهم ربهم ووقاهم ربهم عذاب الجحيم كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون وقال أيضا واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم All praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we ask forgiveness, we seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our own souls and from our wicked deeds. I bear witness that there is no deity worship beside Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His last messengers. We ask Allah SWT to bless our beloved Prophet, His pure family, His companions, and all Muslims on the world. يقول الله تعالى في كتاب الكريم قال فبما أغويتني لأقودن لهم صراطك المستقيم ثم لآتينهم من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. This ayah from Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 16. When we read the story of Adam alayhi salam, we always know that Allah expelled Adam and Eve and Shaitan. But we always forget what did Shaitan promise or say before he left Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, O Allah, because you have sent me astray. And he said, I will sit and wait on the right way. That means I will make efforts to stop people from following the right way. And will come before them on the backs, on the right, on the left. And then in the end he said, O Allah shall not find most of them thankful one. So the Shaitan said, You will find most people, they are ungrateful. The question is, did Shaitan successful? The answer is yes. If you look at the world, we have, 6 billion people? Only how many? It's 1 billion Muslims. And among 1 billion, how many really, they are Muslim and be proud to Shaitan and said, it's not me. Yeah? So, Shaitan, they make effort to make people always ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we heard a lot. People said sometimes, if I only had a best wife, if I only had a best husband, right? Good husband, good job. Yeah. So people always did not think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to him, what he owned now. Yeah. I still remember the story about a man. He's very poor, and he even for 10 years he cannot even to buy a shoe, but he's a good Muslim. 5 times a day, Allah, you find in the masjid. So one time, one was walking to the masjid without shoes. And he stopped, sit down, and the Shaitan whispered. I said, look, God is not fair. You are a good Muslim, and you are very poor for 10 years. Look at your neighbor. He never pray, but his life is very good. And he said, yes, why God? You know, give me even shoes, not good shoes, just any shoes, so I can cover my feet. While he was thinking about that, he heard Adhan. Ayyana Sona. And he woke up and he went to the masjid. He make wudu and he go inside. When he go inside, he going to pray sunnah. He saw a man in the front of him. He going to make sujood without leg. The man didn't have any leg. And said, "Oh God, thank you. I don't need shoes. Alhamdulillah, I have feet." Yeah? So therefore Rasulullah said, "Unzur ila man dunak." If you want to give thanks to Allah, look it to the one that lower than you. Yeah? The Prophet always said, "Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal." I thankful to Allah whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to me. In the Quran said, "Wa ataakum min kulli ma sa'altumuh wa in ta'uddu ni'matallahi la tuhsuha. Innal insana ladhulumun kaffar." If you try to count how many blessings Allah gives to you, you won't be able to count it. If I ask you to count how many rocks in the Redmonds, how many trees, no one can be able. So therefore, how many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to you? Just think the blessing of gravity. Without gravity, you cannot live. You cannot stay. You cannot eat even, because everything will flood it. You cannot build a house. You cannot start the engine, because they follow the system of gravity. And the sun will not always rise from the east. So therefore, when day of judgment will be collapsed, because the sun comes from the west. So this is just small the gravity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we never think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The water. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, "Ja'alnakum ujajan," imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all the water is salty. You cannot live. You cannot drink. Yeah? We always forget. You know, every time you wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah, in good health. Imagine you wake up in the morning, you cannot remove even your fingers. You cannot drink. You cannot make even wudu, it's difficult. Yeah? But we always complain. Sometimes we start the car and cannot walk, you complain, you curse the car. Sometimes you drive the car and the traffic jam, or you curse the road, you curse everything. Yeah? Only once, that's a week, for example. Yeah? So the shaitan said, "Walan tajida aktharuhum shakirin." So therefore, one, the best dua, you always said, "Allahumma aj'ali minal aqallin." Allah make us among the minority. Who's minority? Who's thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the benefit of shukr? The first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you always thank to Him, يحفظ النعم من الزوال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the blessing that gives to you from gone. They will stay with you. There is a story in Quran, a man by name Bala'am bin Ba'ur. In Surah 7. This man is the right hand of Musa alayhi salam. So Musa used to send him to give da'wah to the group of Jews. But then for the go, the Jews said, "How much Musa give you? How much he pay you for this da'wah?" I said, "Nothing, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So he said, "I give you salary if you stay with us. You don't need to make da'wah. We're boring with this." So they seduced him every time he comes. Until they give up. They give up and they follow them. They follow them and become even, in the Quran said, "Akhlada ila al-ard." He become like, look like he will never die. He will stay with the dunya. And the Quran described that the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take this faith from him, and he even become enemy of Musa alayhi salam, because kana rasulullah, he never thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's number one, the benefit when you thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will keep the blessing that Allah gives to you. The second, more you're thankful to Allah, Allah will increase it. The Quran said, "La in shakartum, la azidannakum." Allah make two emphasize, lam and then nun mutakid. La azidannakum. If you thank to me, I will give you more. Yeah. And Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Bainama rajulun fi fulatin aw fi falatin min al-ardi, fa sami'a sawtan fi sahaba, iski hadiqata fulan." Rasulullah said, when a man was walking, he heard a voice. He said, "Pour the water into the garden of that person. So this man followed the cloudy. The cloudy was moving. And then the rain was falling down into that garden. And he saw a man there. And said, he says, you know, we have many gardens, but God asked you only your garden or heaven. And he said, فَإِنِّي أَنْدُرُ إِلَى مَا يُخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. I always look what come out from this garden when the time for the harvest. فَأَتَصَدَّقْ بِثُلُوتِهِ. Yeah? وَأَكُلُ بِثُلُوتِهِ. He said, I give charity, one third I divide for charity, one third for my family, and one third I sell it. By this I thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. Abu Hassan al-Shadiri said, لا يكمل شكر العبد حتى يرى نعمة الملوك الدنيا دون نعمته هو. You are not considered grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless you see that the blessing Allah gives to the king is less than Allah gives to you. You understand? Yeah. So when you see people rich, and said, oh, I am better than him. And Ibn Taymiyyah said, when he was in jail, he said, إِذَا عَرَفَ الْمُلُوكِ, if the king, they know how we are happy. You know, he's in jail. He will jealous at us. One time, one of the king, he couldn't sleep all night. And then, you know, like in Dohol time, he saw a poor man was walking, and then he stopped under his big wall. And there's tree there. And this poor man, he made a pottery. He said, Ma'un wa khubzun wa dhillun. He said, water and piece of bread and a shadow. He said that this is the greatest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the king said, Ya Allah, he said, water and bread and the shade, and I have all of everything. I am not happy. This man happy with all these three things. Yeah? So he said, فَالشَّاكِرْ يَعِسُ فِي مَحْبُوبَةِ الرِّضَى. So the one who is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always he satisfies. وَفِي الرِّضَى السَّعَادَ كَمِلًا. Because everybody, if you are always satisfied, you will get the happiness. قال رجل ابن تيمية كيف أصبحت؟ A man asked ابن تيمية in the morning, said, how are you this morning? He said, قال أصبحت بين نعمتين لا أدري أيتهما. He said, I am wake up in the morning, I have two blessings, I don't know which one is highest, is greater. ذنوب سترها الله فلا يستطيع أن يؤيرني بها أحد. The first, my sin that Allah covered it. Even my wife didn't know. You know? Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed our sin. Anytime you commit sin, there's mark here. Cheater. Liar. Did you lie? No, I see a sign. Allah give you smell. I smell it. This is one of the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered it. So everybody love you. Even your wife love you. Because everybody know about us, no one will stay with us. Our jealousy, envy, hatred, all this kind. That's number one. And number two, he said, وَمَوَدَّةٌ غَذَفَ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْإِبَادِ. Yeah? Love that Allah puts in my heart to the Muslim brothers. And this is the great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? Musa alayhi salam, one time he said, يَا رَبِّي مَا الشُّكُرْ أَلَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لَكْ. So what is the best thankful to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? قال لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكري. Make always your tongue wet in remembering me. Whatever you go, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah. قال داود يا ربي هل بات أحد من خلقك الليلة أطول ذكرك مني. Oh Allah, did you find any person last night who worship you, remember you more than me? So Prophet Dawood, he spent all night in praying and making dhikr. فَأَحَوَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ نَأَمْ. Yes. مَنْ هُوَ قَالَ الْدِفْدَعَ. A frog. In another hadith, it said Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, he was making ruku for years, for months, until he feels something. And he mentioned, Ya Allah, look at me. Look at my back, because I have too much making ruku. Allah sent the frog. I said, oh, Dawood, just only months you make ruku and you proud. I was 2,000 years I live here. I never stopped making dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you know the frog, you know all this Allah Christian, they're always speaking dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I'malu ala Dawooda shukra. I'malu ala Dawooda shukra. He said, all the family of God, walk your family of Dawood with thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. And then Dawood said, Qala ya Rabb, kaifa utiku shukra? Anta alladhi tan'amu alayya. How am I able to thank to you? And you give us blessing. Summa tarzuquni ala ni'mati shukr. And you also give me the blessing of thankful to you. Summa tuziduni ni'matan ba'da ni'mah. Then you give me blessing and most blessing. Wa shukru minka. And thankful come from you. Kaifa utiku shukr. Utobiku shukr. How I apply the thankful to you. Qala ya Dawood, al-an arafta. Dawood, no, you know. Yeah? So therefore one of the scholars used to say, Ilahi lastu lil firdausi ahlan wala aqwa min nari jahimi. Fahabli taubatan minka. Ilahi, oh my Lord, I'm not fit to be in paradise. I'm not fit. I'm dirty. But also, I cannot be in hellfire. So please forgive me. So Allah said, Wala tuzakku anfusakum. Because I said, oh, I'm guaranteed. I'm candidate of paradise. I'm better than the others. This is dangerous. Yeah? One time, a sahaba, he found Rasulullah making long sujood. Very long sujood. Rasulullah, you know, you did sujood too long. I was worried, maybe you passed away. Why you make this too long? He said, Inna Jibril atani, fabasharani, anna Allah azza wa jalla yaqul laka man salla alayka, sallaitu alayhi. Wa man sallama alayka, sallamtu alayhi. Fasajadtu shukran lillah. Allah. Because Jibril last night came to me, oh Muhammad, whoever says salawat to you, I will say salawat to him. That means I send him blessing. And who says salam to you, I will say salam to you. I will answer on behalf of you. So I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. Yeah? Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfiru li wa lakum, wa adullahu wa antum mukminu bil ijabah, inshaAllah. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيدا يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه. In the end, this is the importance of shukr, but know what is the element, anasir shukr, what the element of shukr, how to thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولاً أن تشكر بالقلب. You thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart. How to thank Allah with the heart? That means always, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to you, you thank to Him. Because there's many levels. When somebody have bad thing happen to someone, they have three levels you can choose. The first one is sabr. تَكُونُ صَبِرًا. Be patient. That means something happen, you not complain. Yeah? And the second one, rodian, that's the higher than patient. You patient, okay, I cannot do nothing, okay, I am patient. Rodian, bad thing happen, you get lay off, for example, you satisfy, you are happy, alhamdulillah. Yeah, this is very difficult. Like Urwa, the son of Asma, the son of Zubair. He had a problem in his leg when he went to Damascus. And he brought one of his beloved son. And the doctor said, there's no way, we have to cut off your leg. And to do that, you have to drink a wine. I said, no, stop for the war, drink wine. He said, there's no way on that day. So let me pray and cut off my leg. And he prayed and cut off his leg. So after finish, when he cut off, you know, because the blood is too much, they put the hot oil and he vented. After an hour, he woke up. While he was vented, his beloved son died. He had 7 sons. The youngest one, he loved him, died. So everybody was look around and say, oh, where's my son? Nobody wanted, can talk. Somebody said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. So he knows that his son died. And he prayed 2 rakat. Somebody surprised. He didn't want to see his son where and all. I said, what? Why you pray? He said, Allah SWT said, Wasta'inu bis sabri was salah. And then he said, why are you worried? I have 2 legs, Allah took one. I have 7 kids, Allah took one of them. This is called ridha. But the highest is shakir. Bad thing happened to you, you get laid off, whatever happened to you, you are sick, and you thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the level of Rasulullah SAW. Why you think? Number one, because everything from Allah should be good. Everything from Allah should be good. And we know where is it, when good is coming. Number two, you always said, it could be happened worse than this. You drive the car, an accident. Your car all broke. Say, Alhamdulillah, I said. You broke my leg. Alhamdulillah, I have the second leg. Always look at the, could be worse than this. Thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? The second, bil lisan. Thankful with the tongue. Always say, Alhamdulillah. Whatever happened, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And one of the Sahaba, one time he said, Rasulullah said, somebody said, Ya Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbagi li jalalika wa adhimi sultani. And when he said it, the angel confused. How much I have to write this word? Yeah? Rasulullah said, just write it what he said, I will give reward in the day of judgment. Yeah? And the last one, thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our body. It means, everything the blessing Allah gives to you, use it according to the purpose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was created. Your organ, your limb. Yeah? You have car by example, use it for a good thing. Make it da'wah. Your house, make it ta'alim. Yeah? Pray in the house, jama'ah. Yeah? And also to thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our action, we need knowledge. You know, this American and Japanese, they are thankful in this area. Because they use everything is for the good thing. For example, the wood. You know, how to thankful Allah with the wood? We have to know the kind of wood. Because maybe this wood is good for furniture, for by the building you put for the fuel. Because you have knowledge. So to thankful to Allah SWT, Allah SWT give all this so you can benefit us. But we just sleep. And those people, they use everything they discover, air pen and computer and so on and so on. And the last one, dear brothers, what the benefit of thankful in day of judgment? In day of judgment, when people was gathering, there's a caller come out. Aina al-Hammadun? Where those Hammadun? He said, Farafa unukun qalil, a group of people small come out. And they're rushing to God's paradise. And the angel stopped them. Where are you going? Paradise. Qabl al-Hisab, before them. Yeah. Dimada, nahnu al-Hammadun. We are Hammadun. How you get this? He said, if somebody says something to us, إِذَا أَسَوْا إِلَيَّ backbiting, said Allah, he said, Alhamdulillah, we never say nothing. So these people, whatever happened to them, always say Alhamdulillah. So maybe our deed is not enough, but we always become this group Alhamdun. Alhamdulillah ala kulli say. Yeah? اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم احينا على الإسلام والسنة وتوفنا على الإيمان والتوبة اللهم اجعل خير أمرنا آخره وخير عملنا خواتمه وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع الدعوات يا مجيب الحاجات عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وأقيموا الصلاة